Your life's not out of control. You're in God's hands, my friend. And now, back to the John and Kathy Show on 101.5 WORD.
Yesterday, we were talking about our screens, and we were talking about the greed of our screens as they steal our life away. When you're looking at your screens, you're not present. You're elsewhere. Well, Jade Mazarin is with us now. Jade is a board-certified Christian counselor in Vero Beach, Florida. She wrote a terrific piece in Relevant Magazine called Focus on Where You Are, Not Where You Wish You Were. Jade, we welcome you to Word FM.
Thanks, John.
Hey, Jade. Waiting.
Hey, Kathy.
Hey, Jade. Waiting is really hard. I was reading your article, and I thought, well, I can't think of a person I know in my life right now that can't resonate with this idea that sometimes you think, okay, the things that really matter are, okay, getting married or having a child or getting a job, or and then everything else in the middle is just filler.
Right, right. It is something that we all can, you know, resonate with at some level or another and at different periods of our lives. You know, we'll always be waiting for something. And so that's kind of why I wanted to write the article, was I knew that a lot of people are dealing with this, and I'm dealing with it as well. I mean, there are things that God has promised me that I've been waiting with all of my heart for, that I believe are going to happen. And it's so important to keep that hope, but at the same time, we've got to learn how to appreciate what's going on in our lives today, or else we're really going to be miserable in the process.
Right. I mean, one of the great sages and poets of our time, Tom Petty, wrote, the waiting is the hardest part.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is. And I don't know if it's a muscle that you flex or it's wisdom that makes you mature into becoming a better observer or waiter of the moment, but what is it? I mean, what is that skill set that allows us to have the patience, I guess,
right,
to take waiting in stride?
Right. Well, you know, I think, first of all, it so goes against the grain of our flesh. You know, our flesh wants, we want what we want now. We don't want to wait for it. And usually that means that God is going to use waiting in our life because it's one of his tools to refine us. And just in the process of waiting, there is so much going on inside. We think that it's kind of stagnancy and there's nothing much happening, but in having to surrender, you know, that antsiness inside and not getting what we want right away, there is that molding, that refinement that God is doing. And so part of what is happening in waiting is just taking place when we're not even aware it's taking place. But then we might have a moment or two when we feel we're able to surrender. And I think part of us moving forward even more in waiting is being willing to make that decision to surrender to God and remembering that we are here because he put us here. And so as much as he's going to honor the desires that we have, we also show our respect and our love for him in saying, okay, Lord, you know, do what you want to do when you want to do it, and I trust you.
You mentioned the quote from John Ortberg where he says that what we wait for is not nearly as important as what happens to us while we're waiting.
Right.
And that's the hard thing, right? Is that the waiting seems like you're kind of in a protracted pause. But
right.
But that's mostly where like the real action is.
Yeah, amazingly. And it's just because we don't have that kind of sight to immediately pick up on that. That's a deeper meaning, a deeper event that's happening that comes from God's perspective.
I've talked about this, I'm sure, several times in the past, that when you travel, especially when you travel great distances, people get anxious, whether it's in the terminal at the waiting for the airplane or when you're on an international flight and you're stuck in the air 6, 12, 15 hours in a little metal tube. It
mm-hmm.
makes people nuts. Years ago, I taught myself the ability, I said, just surrender. Imagine as if you were a piece of luggage and you were just sitting and waiting and allow things to happen around you. And I can't tell you how that sort of altered my travel experience.
So that's a great way to look at it.
So it's two things, though, isn't it? It's the ability to surrender, the wherewithal to have that knowledge to kind of say, it's okay, I'm just going to be here and allow this to work through me. But I like what you're saying, Jade, that in that waiting, there are also lessons and actions that we must take to allow us to live a fuller life. Because then without that, it's always this anxious spin. It's always this hamster running on the little treadmill, and that's not good for anybody.
Right. I have a saying, which I believe the Holy Spirit gave to me, which is, every challenge is an opportunity. And considering the challenge of waiting, that is an opportunity in disguise. Just like so many different things that happen in our life that we feel uncomfortable with, there's something that we can learn from it. There's a way that we can grow. But we kind of have to be open to it and recognize that that's a chance and that God wants to use it. And then we have to be willing to let Him use it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that willingness, there's something so reciprocal about this relationship with God, especially in the waiting period. If you just look at it like He is this, you know, this detached creator and kind of manipulating your circumstances, that's one thing. But if you look at it like He describes Himself and reveals Himself in the Bible and through the person of Jesus, there is this reaching out that God does for us first. And so when you look at waiting in that way, all of a sudden it becomes a more of a conversation in some kind of spiritual sense. I can't really put words to it, but I've felt that in the past. Did you sense that?
That it's a conversation?
That it's a reciprocal thing. That the waiting has to be not just... You have to recognize that God is infinitely and intricately working in your life.
So it's not as though I'm watching something on a DVD and I put it on pause.
Or it's not like something's just happening to me. You know what I mean? There's some anonymous marionette worker up there just manipulating. It's not that. There's something much more personal happening.
Right. And I think that one way to do that is to consider the fact that everything that's happening, even the waiting, is happening for a very good reason. That, yes, God is going to use this time to grow you and refine you into an image and into a person that's more like His Son. And also, He has a reason for having you live in the space you are now, have the things you have now, and then wait for the things that He has coming. That's actually a good thing because He knows when to bring things into your life in a way that will benefit you. He's also, you know, very compassionate at the same time. I mean, sometimes we think He's kind of apathetic almost. Maybe we don't really acknowledge that, but part of us, when we're waiting, we think He's just nonchalant about our waiting and how we're feeling. But He's really, I mean, His heart is, you know, no one can compare with the compassion that He has for us, and His Spirit lives in us, so He can even feel what we feel. So I know that every step of the way He's so understanding and He's so compassionate and He wants us to keep having hope, but He also wants us to get to that higher level in ourselves and to learn how to have joy wherever we are.
We're speaking with Jade Mariser, and her piece in Relevant Magazine is called Focus on Where You Are, Not Where You Wish You Were. Jade's also the author of a book called The Heart's Journey to Freedom, Releasing Attachment and Finding Yourself. So, Jade, I guess the irony or the paradox of being alive is that some people choose to look in the rearview mirror and are stuck there. Other people are anxious toward what is ahead and spin and stay there. It's very few of us who can stay and be intentionally in the moment and allow ourselves to peacefully be in the moment, and work and Christ and all that will come in our lives if we give ourselves surrender to just being in the moment. It's a difficult
thing. Right. It'll just naturally take place. And the less that we struggle, the more enjoyable the ride will be. And I think we can stop the pattern of constantly looking behind or constantly being anxious about the future if we first off start to realize how much we do it. We become really aware of that habit. And then we see just how much it's not benefiting us. or how much it's hurting us, and making that decision that we don't want that anymore, that we want to learn how to have the joy that God wants for us.
That's good. So, Jade, just a minute or so left, and I'm sure in your role as a Christian counselor, people come to you with this anxiety all the time. So is there a practical application where you can say to people, look, instead of doing X and being so anxious, think about or try this? Is there a skill set there?
Yeah, I think it's always best to obviously find out the specific thoughts that people are having, but trust is obviously such a big topic that people need to really grasp. It's one thing for us to hear that we should trust in God with all our hearts and lean not on our own understanding, but it's another thing for us to absorb that, or maybe we need to absorb it more. And looking at times when he did come through for us, and purposefully bringing back those times into our memory, and then saying to ourselves, okay, this is the same God that did all of that for me. He's with me right now, even if I can't see him yet. You know, I know that he did those things, and he's able to pull through for me again.
That's good. Hey, Jay, thanks for being with us. Appreciate the conversation and your wisdom.
Well, thank you, John. Thank you, Kathy.
Mm-hmm. Pleasure's ours. Jade Mazarin, Relevant Magazine, focused on where you are, not where you wish you were, and her work called The Heart's Journey to Freedom, Releasing Attachment and Finding Yourself.
Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur.